Tool number four is a 5-point vicarious traumatization self-assessment tool. Vicarious traumatization, as you know, is a transformation in one's inner experience resulting from empathetic engagement with your client's traumatic material. Since we all as a nation experience the trauma of the terrorist attacks, this fact makes the therapist even more at risk for VT, or vicarious traumatization. Before we explore the specifics, here is a list of HAZLIP's 12 principles found in the terrorist culture. As I read each of these 12 principles, think about the deep emotional impact they may have on you, and have had on you as a therapist and on some of your clients. Then I'll present the self-assessment tool. Terrorist feel number 1, violence is necessary to overthrow oppression. Number 2, there is no limit to the extent of violence justified. Number 3, actions should clearly convey their purpose. Number 4, retaliation killings are counterproductive. Number 5, ruthlessness and extraordinary violence are essential to terrorist success. Terrorist idea number 6, government failures can be used to gain popular support. Number 7, terrorism exposes the repressive side of government. Number 8, terrorists aim to incapacitate government directly or indirectly. Number 9, secrecy is important to terrorist operations. Number 10, systematic planning and execution are critical to terrorist success. Number 11, persistent attacks are most effective. 12, terrorists are dedicated to destruction for the sake of their cause. With the intensity of such beliefs and dealing with clients who are affected by the resulting terrorism, therapists are faced with dealing with vicarious traumatization. As stated earlier, VT, or vicarious traumatization, is a transformation in your inner experience resulting from empathetic engagement with clients' traumatic material. As previously noted, the changes experienced by the therapist may parallel those experienced by the trauma survivor. These changes can result from direct exposure of the therapist to the trauma survivor, or indirectly through exposure to graphic descriptions of violence or victimization. As you know, it's important to emphasize that such responses on the part of the therapist are not viewed as pathological. But just as PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, is viewed as a normal reaction to an abnormal event, vicarious traumatization is a normal reaction to the stressful and sometimes traumatizing work with victims. And just as interventions may be very healing for individuals suffering from symptoms of PTSD, therapists may also find relief from symptoms related to vicarious traumatization. This is particularly true if you are able to identify the ways in which your work impacts on you personally. In addition, it's important to note that this framework and philosophical stance supports the professional code of ethics by not blaming clients, of course, for a traumatizing therapist, but rather identifies this as an inevitable occupational hazard which may be mitigating. There are 3 common features of VT. As I list these 3 features, think of a client who has been traumatized and use this as a self-scoring checklist to increase your self-awareness. First, the effects are cumulative. The impact of being repeatedly exposed to traumatic material may reinforce gradually changing beliefs about yourself and the world. Ask yourself, were your beliefs about your world changed based on your work with a traumatized client? Second, the effects of vicarious traumatization may be permanent, in that they may result in lasting changes in the way you think and feel about yourself, the world, and others. Has there been a change in the way you think about yourself, the world, and others based on your work with traumatized clients? Third, the effects may be emotionally intrusive and painful, and that certain residual images and feelings may remain with you even after contact with specific material or a particular client has ended. Have you experienced emotionally intrusive images, following a session with a client traumatized, perhaps by the terrorist attacks. According to Stamm, the other parts of the self-impact of vicarious traumatization are your psychological need areas, such as those of safety, trust, esteem, intimacy, and control. As you know, everyone possesses all of these five needs, but specific areas are more important or central for each individual. Your most important need areas are those most likely to be disrupted by vicarious traumatization. Let's assess your need for safety first. In each of these psychological need categories, you will assess two subcategories: the need as it relates to yourself and the need as it relates to your experience with others. Looking first at your need for safety, self-safety is your need to feel safe and invulnerable to harm. With other safety, this is the need to feel that others important to you are safe from harm. Undoubtedly, as a nation, our illusion of safety has been forever shattered by the attacks. If you are a therapist with prominent safety needs, sudden physical assaults such as a rape or mugging of a client can shatter your illusion of invulnerability. This can also happen with unexpected natural disasters in which clients are subjected to massive physical harm. Disruption in this may be manifested by your increased fearfulness, a heightened sense of personal vulnerability, excessive or paralyzing concerns about, for example, keeping your car or home locked, or concern about living on a ground floor. There may also be accompanying behavioral changes, such as installing a burglar alarm in your home or taking self-defense classes. Cognitive changes or schema shifts may also occur. Where you may previously have believed, for example, I am safe and secure in my home, you may lose this sense of security, replacing the former belief with, I'm not safe anywhere. Ask yourself, have you treated clients with trauma issues who have created a change in your basic psychological need for your self-safety? Disruption in the area of other safety may surface in the form of increased fears for your children, spouses, pets, or other loved ones, as we hear numerous stories about intentional as well as inadvertent harm done to children and others. After September 11th, or the anthrax scares, did you find yourself becoming especially concerned about daycare, for example, and the safety of your children? Where previously this may not have been a preoccupying or intrusive concern. For any of the need areas identified, there may not have been a previous awareness of its importance. Here is a self-test. In retrospect, you may recognize the importance of that need area previously. What shifts is the way one previously managed that need area, or the ability which was formerly felt to meet the need area. Second, let's look at trust issues and how they are affected by working with trauma victims. Are you a therapist for whom issues of trust are central? Disasters that stem from errors in judgment, such as an airplane crash, can also lead to serious disruptions in your ability to trust or depend upon others. Accompanying behavior and schema shifts may also occur, such as disallowing trust to develop in relationships and developing a belief that you can't trust anyone. Does this sound familiar to anyone? Again, individuals for whom this need was predominant previously are especially vulnerable to such disruptions. Your self-trust may also be disrupted. You may experience diminishing capacities for being independent or trusting your own judgment. You may no longer feel able to accurately judge another's character and may grow resentful with a sense of resulting inhibition in relationships. Painful questions may arise. Do I know this person as well as I think I do? Or can I judge whether this person is trustworthy or not? This type of questioning can leave you feeling increasingly uncertain about yourself, particularly when those doubts isolate you by preventing speaking about and challenging your concerns with others. Regarding trust of others, in fact, disruptions in any of the needs areas may result in actual or perceived isolation from others, further increasing vulnerability to experiencing vicarious traumatization. One of the most powerful and effective antidotes to vicarious traumatization, a place to talk about your internal experiences and an opportunity to experience interactions which challenge disruptive beliefs. Professional codes of ethics encourage seeking supervisory advice and support from colleagues. Ask yourself, after September 11th, what professional supports did you create for yourself? Need number 3 is the need for self-esteem. As you know, self-esteem is the need to feel valued by yourself and others. You may experience difficulty maintaining a sense of self-esteem in light of perceived inadequacies, for example, in your therapist role. Questions may arise. Am I really competent, even when I don't feel like I am helping? Especially at the time of the terrorist attacks, you may have felt overwhelmed with a seemingly endless flow of stories of suffering and feel unable to address the roots of the problem to prevent further pain. Esteem regarding others may have become disrupted as you take in people's capacity for cruelty and thereby develop perhaps a more pessimistic view of others and their motives. Those for whom high regard for others is central will likely find this disrupted by continual exposure to the cruel behavior of people towards one another. This could come about from exposure to situations of intentional injury, such as the terrorist attacks. Experiences with strangers may shift for you, raising questions as to who is a victim and who is a predator. Upon seeing a parent and a child or a couple who looks happy at a social gathering, you may wonder, what's really going on? Are they really what they seem? Excitement and energy to meet new people and expose yourself to new ideas may be replaced with a sense of cynicism, doubt, and self-protectiveness. Ask yourself where you stand regarding these behaviors and your own self-esteem, especially dealing with clients struggling with the aftermath of terrorist attacks. Self-intimacy, as you know, is the need to feel connected to yourself in a meaningful way. With disruptions in this, you may experience difficulty enjoying time spent alone. At those times, painful feelings may emerge, and it may be difficult to find ways of feeling soothed. In fact, in the face of this, you may avoid time spent alone to avoid leaving yourself open to more feelings. You may also find it more difficult to be alone without being lonely or feeling a sense of emptiness. You may have a pressing need to fill time with distractions such as superficial relationships, self-medicating with food, alcohol, or other substances, or engaging in compulsive behaviors such as excessive work or exercise. The need for intimacy regarding others is the need to feel connected with and close to others. This may also be disrupted. The disruption in this area may lead you to pull back from others as a way of protecting yourself from more pain. A focus on the painful aspects of relationships or the inevitable breaks in connection rather than the possibility of intimacy lead to distancing from others, further reinforcing a sense of estrangement and isolation. You may also pull away from colleagues who do different work or who view your work differently. For example, responses such as, "How can you do that work?" or "I couldn't stand to hear those stories all day," can lead to feelings of being misunderstood and a disconnection with others. People may seem to judge the clients with whom you work and the validity of what you do. Disruption in intimacy with others can leave you less available to friends and family as well. You may feel protective not only from hearing judgments, but also from hearing about more trauma. You may feel less available, interested in, or sympathetic to the difficulties encountered by people in your day-to-day life. On the other hand, a disruption by vicarious traumatization in this may result in a complete preoccupation with work and related feelings, leaving you always wanting to talk shop, and resulting in a sense of disconnection from other aspects of relationships. Where do you lie in the intimacy scale regarding yourself and intimacy with others that may be affected by your work? Let's go to the fifth need, that of control. Control or power is another of the psychological needs. As you know, self-control is the need to exert control over your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Disruption in this area due to vicarious traumatization may leave you feeling less in control of various aspects of your life. Trauma work raises your awareness of client exposure to a multitude of events which are largely outside the individual's control. These may include victims of natural disasters, domestic violence, and as we've talked about, terrorist attacks and other crimes. Your resulting feelings of helplessness or terror may parallel the victim's experience. In this form of vicarious traumatization, regarding your beliefs about personal power and ability to assert yourself or master a situation may be undermined. You may feel increasingly unable to meet the challenges of day-to-day life. In the face of feeling overwhelmed by a perceived lack of control, you may seek situations less likely to present challenges, thereby restricting the types of activities and relationships in which you engage. Regarding the control of others, you may need to direct or exert control over the behavior of others. If you find yourself impacted by vicarious traumatization, you may find yourself more controlling and directive in your work and personal lives in an effort to recapture some sense of control. Another manifestation of a disruption in this area may be a narrowing or constricting of your world in an effort to exclude situations which are outside of your control. Ambiguity and uncertainty may be increasingly difficult to tolerate, making relationships, including those with clients, increasingly frustrating. You may also feel stronger impulses to exert control over those in your personal life to compensate for a perceived lack of control in your work life. Ask yourself, do you find yourself with an increased need to control your life and that of others as a possible experience of vicarious traumatization through your work with victims of trauma related to terrorist attacks? Here's a checklist of the vicarious traumatization areas we've just discussed: safety, trust, esteem, intimacy, and control. In summary, if you are a trauma therapist with strong control needs, you will likely question the extent to which you can really control your own behavior. If you have strong safety needs, you will likely experience work-related strain in terms of an increased sense of personal vulnerability. Myself and my colleagues have found it useful in addressing VT to identify and to listen to our predominant psychological needs areas through self-observation. This will set the stage for your increased sensitivity to the areas where disruptions are more likely to occur. For example, if you have elevated control needs, you may begin to perceive a lack of control in day-to-day life, accompanied by thoughts like, I could leave any time, or you can't tell me what to do. Feelings of being trapped or anger may accompany your sense of being controlled. Question 7. Vicarious traumatization can affect what 5 areas for the therapist dealing with victims of terrorism and other traumas? In conclusion, this home study course has provided you with 4 tools for treating clients who are affected by terrorist acts. Tool number 1 was providing your client with factual information about the psychology of terrorism and a discussion of ethical questions that can arise. Tool number 2 was moving your client from grief questions of why to how in their grief process. Tool number 3 was the Compassion Fatigue Assessment Tool. Tool number 4 was Vicarious Traumatization Assessment Tool. It's hoped that this portion of the home study course has provided you with a broader knowledge base regarding ethical and cultural issues arising from the psychology of terrorism. This is Catherine Appleton with the Healthcare Training Institute. Thank you for selecting us to be a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credits. I look forward to talking with you in another home study course. Thank you.